My name's Dan Kelly, and I'm a member of Team Signal. And we were in last year's Magic Cup in Korea, and we came fourth in the Worldwide Finals. Our project was a project aimed at teaching sign language. And I'm just going to walk you through a little video now that we made of our project working. So, while I press play, a little background about our project. Our project is aimed at teaching sign language to the family and community around a deaf person. We don't aim to teach sign language to a deaf person because they will have a close relationship to deaf people in either their school, and they'll learn from teachers and people who are trained to teach sign language. Our project is aimed at making learning sign language more accessible to the community around a deaf person, so the family and friends who can learn at their own leisure without having to make it to night classes and or just watching DVDs. So, just to play it through, our system works to a hand tracking system. It's a novel system that we've developed, and it teaches sign language by tracking a red glove that I'm holding my hand here. And you'll see it on the video here now. So, you'll see me initializing my glove here. So, I'm going to put on a red glove on this video. There I am. And that'll just calibrate to a red glove and another green glove here. So, we have both hand tracking on either side. And the system can then track my hand, track the shape of the hands, and track the movement of the hands. And through this, then we can teach sign language, because the important things in sign language are the shape of your hand and how you move it. So we can analyze these shapes and movements and give feedback, and basically just to motivate the person to learn through a lesson, a full lesson, and give good feedback and encourage them to come back and learn more sign language. So as you can see here on the video, so I'm going to learn the letter B here, for example, and as I get it done, I get a well done for that. The letter D, as I'm doing, as my teacher is showing me down there, she's showing me what to do. I do it, and I get a well done for actually completing it. So I think there's motivational benefits there as I've been walked through and given feedback as I continue. So just to go through some other letters. Okay, so here's me attempting the letter H again, a simple letter, and I get a well done. Another simple letter, the letter I. Now, letter J is more complex because it's a letter that has both hand shapes and hand movements. And this is the same for words in sign language. So this is a concept, or proof of concept, that we can also give feedback on learning words. So as you can see in the letter J, I have to move my hand. So as I'm getting it wrong here because I'm not doing the right shape. But as I move my hand, I get it well done. So that includes both shape and motion. And that's the same for words in sign language. So some more simple letters, K and L. Again, that's just shape. And Z is another more interesting letter, because it involves hand shape and hand movement. And as you see me doing this, I make the Z shape. First of all, I get it wrong. But if it makes the correct movement, then I get an excellent and lesson complete. So that was the alphabet. So that's a simple example, but it includes all the concepts of learning sign language. And we'll extend these concepts into learning words days of the week and build up their sign language vocabulary. We also have an online system where we can chat and interact with other people and practice your sign language. So that's our demo at the minute. We're planning to bring this forward, and we're going to Silicon Valley in Microsoft in February to the BT Innovation Accelerator. So we hope to bring this forward into something maybe you might see in the market one day. So that's our project. And thank you.